Hey everybody, Mike Linville here from Black Dog Marketing, and welcome to this installment of Building a Six-Figure Pet Business, an interview series on what it really takes to build and grow a six or seven-figure business. Now, we've got experts from every corner of the pet industry, from retail and blogging and services galore and everything in between, but I'm really excited about today's guest. Now, Susan Briggs owns Crystal Canine, a consulting and training resource for the pet care industry, and she's the co-founder of Urban Tales, a multi-service pet care center in Houston, Texas. With over 12 years of experience operating a large dog daycare, boarding, grooming, and training center, Susan is a recognized leader in the pet care services. In 2007, she co-wrote Off-Leash Dog Play, a complete guide to safety and fun with Robin Bennett, that led to the development of Knowing Dogs, a staff training program on dog language and safe off-leash playgroups. Their latest joint venture, The Dog Gurus, is an online membership site providing your best resource for off-leash play. In 2009, Susan drew on her educational background in accounting and published her second book, Counting Noses, a financial management guide customized to the pet industry. Susan is a frequent speaker giving seminars on financial management, staff management, dog management, and getting started in the pet industry. In 2015, Susan and Charlotte Biggs founded the Professional Animal Care Certification Council. The council's mission is to bring independent testing and certification to the pet care industry. The program will recognize excellent providers and assist consumers in finding quality care for their animals. Susan has been an active volunteer with pet industry trade associations, sharing her passion for an overall better understanding of dogs and our care. Her goal with Crystal Canine is to help owners love their role, so she launched My Successful Pet Biz program, a step-by-step guide to systemizing your pet business. The pet care industry is her new passion, but her professional career began as an auditor for Ernst & Young. Susan has a master's in accounting from Truman University in her home state of Missouri and passed the CPA exam in 1984. She has converted to a Texan and lives in Houston with partner Bill Camps and three dogs, Sheppy, Archie, and Lacey. Susan, thank you very much sorry, I had to take that out because I was getting a little bit of feedback, but thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
It's fun to be here, Mike.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have fun. We played together when we did that hiring interview series, and that turned out to be it was just a hoot. You know, I love you to death, and I wanted to make sure that we had you here too, because I know you've got kind of your fingers in a lot of different things, and it seems like everything that you touch turns to gold. So we definitely wanted to make sure we had you there. So before we get started kind of talking about the different interview questions that we've got, though, can you kind of tell us a little bit just about where you're at right now, what's happening with you, you know, why you're here helping us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite a journey for me after I started Crystal Canine, which I actually started that business while I still had my pet center in 2010, because after Robin and I wrote the book, I was doing more speaking engagements and doing some consulting on helping people in their daycare operations. So started Crystal Canine for those revenues and never really expected to sell my pet business. But when the opportunity came about, went ahead and did that in 2012. So then it's kind of like, you know, what do I do with myself? And Robin and I really focused on some projects and getting the Dog Guru started. But one thing I noticed was that was where the majority of my income was coming from, was all my joint venture products. And while that's great, having been in a partnership, you just never know. So I wanted to kind of focus on what could I do just with Crystal Canine and my background, and have really been focused the last 2 years on expanding my offerings outside of the doggy daycare, dog management side of the business.
Oh, that's great. So now, can you tell me a little bit, when you first got started with I guess ultimately these different businesses, did you get started with like a financial goal of mine? Because you do have a financial background with the, you know, with the accounting and everything. Did you get started understanding I need to make this much money? Or when you chose the pet industry, or the pet industry chose you, was it really just about this is where I want to spend my time, let's figure out how we can make some money at it?
It was more the latter. You know, I had a real passion for the industry, knew that with my background in finance, I had something to offer, because did find out through speaking and talking to people, it's often a weakness of people. They don't like the number side and the accounting side. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm one that will reflect back and it's like, okay, I had that background for a reason. Why not help people understand their numbers better and use both experiences, not only accounting and the pet industry, kind of marry them together and figure out a way to make money. But I never set out to have, you know, a six-digit pet business. Mm-hmm. But as you get closer to that, it does become a goal. And my thing is, I'm not really motivated by making money. So what I had to do was kind of sit and think, well, what would motivate me to provide as much service and keep me engaged and actually push myself? I needed to kind of challenge myself to actually spend time focusing on my own business and creating more value for the market. And that's when I realized I would love to own a beach house in Galveston. Houston's only, you know, an hour away. Mm-hmm. And so that would be something I could do with the money and really provide a wonderful experience for my family and me to get away, relax, and kind of rejuvenate. Because when I go to the beach, that's when I just kind of recharge, which I find is really important when you work as hard as we do. And when you love what you do, it's hard to take time off. So the beach house has become my big goal to motivate me and really push myself to actually, my goal is to double my revenues every year. So I've set some big goals and have that carrot of the beach house to help motivate me to get there. And I've loved that. That has been the most positive change I've done for myself, is to find something beyond just the numbers to motivate and push me to take some scary steps in my business outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, you just hit the nail on the head right there when you started talking about getting outside of your comfort zone, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people, at least a lot of people that we talk to, you know, they kind of have like, oh, I know how to do this, and they feel like the job itself is kind of the thing that they need to be best at, and it's really not. If you want to be able to grow a successful, sustainable, profitable business, there's the job, the technical stuff that you do, the tactical stuff, and then there's like the business aspect of it. And that's usually where we see a lot of people kind of lacking, so to speak. So now you set some pretty lofty goals, like to double your business. I dig that. That's awesome. What kind of challenges, I guess, in terms of doing that, what kind of challenges are you experiencing there? Because obviously, if you're doing it all, there's a limit to where you can go.
Exactly. So, you know, last August, I hired my first virtual assistant for my company and started out with 5 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And soon, I think it was less than 6 months later, increased her to 10 hours a week. Because I realized what I love to do is create content and present content. And too much of the administrative stuff, the technology stuff, is not what I like to do, was getting in my way. And so outsourced her taking care of that, which is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I had more time to create content, which in effect then gives me more products and services that I can sell, which leads to my goals. And so that worked great end of last year, going into this year. But the big missing piece for me was I didn't have a good, strong marketing system in my business. So with help from you and my virtual assistant, we you know, implemented Infusionsoft, and I've even went farther as far as getting another marketing consultant to kind of help me strategize big picture and bring all the pieces together. And I even hired a second VA this August that's a social media manager. So I kind of feel like I've jumped into the deep end of the marketing pool, which is not where I'm comfortable being, but I know I'm laying the foundation to meet those lofty revenue doubling goals. And it was scary to especially hire that social media manager, but I knew that in the digital age, I was not going to grow my business and reach the new centers that we know there's over 25,000 pet businesses out there. And my list is a fraction of that. So it's the digital world is where you're going to reach those people and be able to serve them and also grow my business.
So now you have, so you've got these VAs, you hired your first VA, and then you just hired one to do social media. So what other kind of stuff do you outsource? Because if I'm hearing you right, the big focus for you is really focusing on what you would consider kind of like your best and your highest use, right? These are the things where you're like the talent, like this is your realm. So when you can create the content and not get caught up in the minutia of the day to day, that's when the trajectory really starts to change for you.
Absolutely. You know, I use Upwork or Elance a lot as far as having people format documents for me, edit videos, create infographics. I get the ideas on paper, but I have learned I don't want to go out and learn how to use every technology tool and graphics software there is. That these people are great. And I love working with people around the world and seeing entrepreneurs that are making their way around the world. It's really a global economy. And so I kind of enjoy feeding into that. And I get great products from these folks. And I can then just put out professional looking documents that I didn't spend time creating.
No, that's great. And as you mentioned Upwork, we actually use Upwork as well. So I've got some folks that are, some technologies that are a little antiquated or things that we don't necessarily do full time here. But every once in a while, somebody wants a project done in this, or they've got to do Flash or something weird, and we're like, okay, we manage the project and can do that. So now, what's your experience with them? I know that with us, in terms of technical stuff, you kind of, it's one of those situations where you kind of have to kiss a lot of frogs before you really find somebody that's a good match for your team. Is it when you're doing stuff for the creative areas, do you find the same thing?
You know, actually, I've had pretty good luck with the folks I've chosen, and then I've kind of went back to the same well, and kind of keep them as my favorites that I kind of go to for projects. So my experience has been pretty good, and I think and it may be the difference between graphic and the technical side that it may be easier to kind of describe your project and lay it out there. But I've had pretty good success.
Great. That's great. Yeah, because I know that's one of the challenges that a lot of people have is they think, okay, yeah, outsourcing. People talk about outsourcing all day long, but it seems like this big, huge, monumental task of having to, it's like, no, it's not really that complicated.
No, the
You
one
just put a
thing that I
description of
did
your
is,
project, right? And then 50 people say, I can do it.
yeah, and that's the thing. You get so many people that want to work. It's like I'm like, okay, I got to be prepared. I'm going to assign this job because I don't want to look at any more bids and proposals. I just want to, pick
Right.
somebody and get going. So, it's spending that part in your day. I may spend an hour or two assigning that job out, but then once it's assigned out, I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I know these people are going to do it much quicker than I ever could.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's fantastic. It's interesting. We actually, I mean, we do web design and we do graphic design here in-house, but whenever somebody wants to come to us for a logo, I send everybody to 99 Designs. Because I'm like, for $299, you're gonna get 50 different looks from people all over the globe. You can't beat that. I mean, I just would be beside myself to try to do anything like that myself. I'm like, I would be way more expensive. You're gonna get three looks that are about the same. Yeah, I think people, in order to be able to grasp that whole idea of the global economy and using some of these outsourcing sites like Elance or Upwork or whatever the case may be, that really is going to be a key for somebody that wants to try to get out there and do more things.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend it. I mean, it's scary to kind of, let your hands off of things, but I love it. It's now I can spend my time doing what I truly love to do, which is create content, provide training programs and services, which is where the revenue is generated. So I just have to budget that into my financial plan that I'm going to have these support resources. And until you really can focus on that, I don't think you can become, a six-figure business trying to do it all yourself.
Yeah. Well, and it's great using outsourcers too because they're contractors. So you bring them on, they do a job, and then you're done. You don't have to worry about, oh, I'm paying somebody salary, so I've got to find something for them to do. I did that for years. I tried to find stuff to keep my people busy because, I'm a softie and I didn't want to have to fire people.
Yeah.
That didn't really work out too well for me.
Well, and I love not having the payroll and having to do the payroll tech, all the accounting stuff that I know about. It's like I don't have to do when I hire contractors or virtual assistants through, companies. They handle that. So you don't have to do any of that administrative stuff. So yeah, I'm sold. Yeah.
No, it's
It's
great.
worth it to me to pay the higher wage to not have that employees in my business that I have to do that administrative work for.
Oh yeah. And in most cases, especially if you get somebody overseas, the wage is usually less than you would pay somebody here anyway. Yeah, no, absolutely. So you also mentioned Infusionsoft, and we know Infusionsoft being kind of the marketing automation platform. What other kinds of things do you use, do you automate in your business?
I really look to automate as much as I can. Even though I kind of sometimes struggle with technology, I really do appreciate the productivity gains you get out of it. And one thing I learned when Robin and I were creating the Knowing Dogs product, where we were actually recording training sessions with PowerPoints. When you find the right tool, and there's so many awesome tools out there, your job just becomes so much easier. So I use Camtasia all the time in developing my training programs, and it's so easy now that, you know, I can record a training session, have it edited and on Vimeo, you know, a 20-minute session, I'll have that recorded and done and uploaded in an hour. It's just because that tool is so easy to use. So, you know, I've really learned that, yeah, you can say that you don't want to pay for these tools, but I've tried to use other products, and the time I spend and waste, a good tool will save you so much time.
Well, and then you know it's productive. Oh, absolutely. And you know, what's funny is, one of the things that I've found recently is I've been very aware, because my CPA has brought it to my attention, is that we do subscribe to a lot of stuff. Like the new pricing model is almost everybody tries to get you on a subscription. And I know some people freak out a little bit, like, oh, I don't want to be charged $49 a month or 20. You know, I legitimately have at least $1,000 a month that goes to tools, from Infusionsoft to ClickFunnels to Meet Edgar for social media, all that other stuff. But the amount of productivity that I can get out of a 2 or a 3 or a 4 person shop is the same that I was getting out of a 9 person shop 10 years ago.
Yeah, I can definitely believe it. It is just amazing. And the next tool, I think I even emailed you for some input on, is I'm looking for, you know, that dashboard to set up to monitor my marketing performance and other performance of my business, which again, those tools have that same model. But I know I don't want to look at 3 or 4 or 5 different things and pull numbers together myself. So it's worth it to have all my data in front of me, so I know how I'm doing in my marketing and my business, and can make informed decisions with data on what I need to change. So I do think that's where the business world, where we're going.
Yeah, no, you just said informed business decisions with data, and I almost passed out there. I love that. It's like thank you. Thank you. I'm going to record that and just re-edit that one piece and play it really loud and stuff. No, that's because that's what it's all about, right? I mean, people come and they say marketing doesn't work. It's like, now, pray marketing doesn't work. Like, hope marketing doesn't work. But if you're doing marketing campaigns the way that they're supposed to, you can always learn something. They're not always profitable, but you can figure out why, you know, and the data is ultimately what drives that. So, no, I think that's genius. I love it. So, okay, so we got the automation, we've got the outsourcing. A lot of the people that are going to be coming through and watching this program are going to be people that have either are relatively new in business, or maybe they've been in business for a while, but they're having a hard time making that jump, right? They're having a hard time bringing in outsourcing or understanding how that's going to work in their business. So what we see is a lot of people, they're stressed out, they're starting to burn out, and you know, they are starting to really feel like their backs are against the wall. So if you were to sit down with somebody that was in that kind of a position, and you were to say, give them a couple or three pieces of advice, what are the things that you would tell somebody to focus on in order to be able to break through that mark and really start to build an actual business?
Yeah, I would start people with your why. And I kind of had to do this myself. You know, why did I start doing this? You know, why was Crystal Canine important to me? What was I really trying to accomplish in service? And I always think it's helpful to go back to the why, to, you know, kind of rekindle that passion that you have when the going gets tough. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is really kind of look at yourself. And, you know, like I say, for me, I had to look at myself and say, why wasn't I growing my side of the business on my own? And I had some fears around some things, but I had to set a goal that really motivated me, that was something that was going to make me stretch and work through the discomfort areas of, you know, implementing Infusionsoft and learning how to do these campaigns. And now it's kind of fun because, again, I know that that's the means to my end of getting my beach house. And then, you know, the other thing for me is to really kind of assess when you're feeling uncomfortable and you're kind of freezing or not moving forward, is it kind of helps to, I would stop and really reflect on what it is that is holding you back. What's that fear related to? Because it can be something silly that happened, you know, years ago that just kind of gets rekindled. I think a lot of times we're fearful of what other people are going to think of us, either our family that doesn't understand this whole entrepreneurial journey. You know, why are you leaving a good job, you know, to go play with dogs? And, you know, I've been there, you know. But it's having confidence and knowing your why, and then also just knowing that this is kind of your journey and your growth, and to kind of think the worst thing that wouldn't happen. I always like to also kind of stop and think, okay, this is how I'm feeling thinking about going forward, but what's the flip side? How do you feel if you didn't take the chance and didn't push through it? And which makes you more uncomfortable? And I think for most of us that are true entrepreneurs, the not trying to push through the discomfort zone is more intolerable than, you know, learning Infusionsoft or hiring a VA that will love to learn Infusionsoft. So,
right. Oh yeah. No, there's people out there that if you say, look, I'll train you how to do this, they're like, okay, you're going to pay me to learn stuff? That's very cool. You know, one of the things that you just said that really kind of struck a nerve with me was, you know, talked about mindset and about fear and about all these things. And I feel like, you know, I know that in my journey, in my, you know, 17 plus years, and for a lot of the folks that we talk to, you know, the actual struggles that are stopping people aren't even really necessarily things. They're like mindset kind of challenges. And you talked about kind of working through that. So how do you do that? I mean, do you have a business coach? Do you have mastermind groups? Do you go into the woods and beat drums and do whatever? Or how does that work for you?
Well, for me, I definitely did hire last October a business coach, kind of life coach. So he knows my goals that I've set for myself and will help hold me accountable. And I kind of like combining a business coach with a life coach, and he understands we have the same kind of spiritual philosophy, because he can, you know, call me on, he can hear in my voice whether I'm really being honest with myself or not. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what it takes. Because I think oftentimes when we're not reaching our goals professionally and we're running into roadblocks, it's because there's something personally that we need to grow through. And I know for me personally, a big thing was I like to sit at my computer in my office and create content, but I don't like to be the one out pitching and selling myself.
Right.
But you know what? That you have to. And so that was a big area of growth for me. And I think we talked one other time about, I read Brené Brown, and that really helped me get a different mindset about, you know, people that do maybe criticize you or don't support what you're doing, that now I can kind of, those just slide off. That doesn't bother anymore. I've gained the confidence that I know I'm following my passion and the service that I want to do and feel really good about it. So it's, I also do a mastermind. I think it's really important to have those people that will support you in your efforts and your journey, because you may not be getting that from my spouse. My significant other partner, he also has his own business, but he totally doesn't wholly get the digital online world and the pet world. So he can help me in a lot of ways, but for people that truly understand where I'm at, having that support team is really important. You don't feel like you're doing it alone.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I've seen Brené Brown before too. I think we talked about this before. My wife took me to this Oprah thing last year. So we saw Oprah and Deepak Chopra and Brené Brown and Ayanla. And I was there, it was the SAP Theater down in San Jose. And there was probably 15 or 20,000 people there. I was one of like maybe 30 dudes in the whole place. I thought it was great. Like I'm a huge fan of, you know, I feel like you can learn something from everybody. And I came out of that weekend you know, a different person. I learned a lot of stuff that weekend. So I was really appreciative. So thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time. So, you know, when we're going to go ahead and we're going to, you know, we're recording this, so we're going to share this with everybody. If somebody has questions for you, or if somebody wants information about some of the products that you've got, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, which is crystalcanine.com, or just drop me an email, susan@crystalcanine.com. And if I can help, I'd love to, because it's great being an entrepreneur. And what I can say is, when you actually kind of plow through those discomfort zones and those places where you're not comfortable, you really do gain confidence and feel a sense of achievement, which just motivates you to do even more. So just take that courageous first step and don't look back. You can achieve anything. You just have to dream big enough. I think it's a Michelangelo quote that the risk is that not that we're going to set goals and not achieve them, it's that we're not setting our goals high enough.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. One of the things when we started talking about doing this interview series, we were talking about, like, well, six figures, and some of the people that we're talking to, they're like, well, we're already doing seven figures. And is that okay? And I said, well, yeah, because, you know, I feel like the challenge isn't necessarily in the number. The challenge is in, am I going to do this myself, or am I going to actually build the business, whatever that number looks like. And one of my favorite quotes was from Jim Rohn. And he says, you know, it's not about making that $1 million. It's about what you have to become in order to make that $1 million. So you learn so much along that journey, along that path, that, you know, the money is inconsequential. It's, you know, you've become a better person.
That's awesome. I love that. So you've got two great quotes.
Boom. There it is right there. It's Quote Fest 2015 right now. But Susan, thank you very much. I really appreciate you hanging out. It's always been fun. I've always been a big fan of yours. We're going to go ahead and get this stuff all posted up. And if there's anything that we can do for you, please make sure that you let us know.
Will do, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.